This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Since the last update, we have gotten better access to the building. We have cleared the building. And it is with great sadness that I share we have not 20 but 50 casualties.
Is it just because it's a diverse club and he hates diverse people? You know, there's a lot of domestic terrorists we classify that do that. They're rooted in white hate movements. And so it could be that. But
ISIS would do this to 100 million Americans if they could.
So would white nationalists.
No one could have predicted this. No one could have prepared for it. This could have happened anywhere. It's like a lightning.
We don't have any dialogue going on in America about all of these mass shootings that have occurred.
We're not getting to the core issue, which is how easy it is to get a gun. I mean, Florida happens to have the largest gun-owning population in the country and some of the most lax laws as to how you can get your hands on even an assault rifle.
So and I got to tell you, you know, over 25 years ago, I believed that in this country we should not be selling automatic weapons which are designed to kill people.
Hillary Clinton has a very strong gun control program. Trump, he's tethered to the NRA.
You know, we're having this debate about terrorism or domestic. It doesn't make any difference. Guns are really easy to get their hands on, and that's the debate that ought to be going on.
It's not really time for any sensational news, just rushing to judgment.
What's breathing life into ISIS around the world is this sense, this rhetoric that's coming from prominent politicians that confirms their view of the world.
And clearly there's a place today in this dialogue for us to talk about the tone and temperament of our national leaders.
And if we just understand that all of the hateful thoughts become hateful words, become hateful actions, and it may be in the course of this, after what happened, that we will just, the temperatures will go down.
The spree of, mass shootings is not just for Muslims. We had over 100 mass shootings this year.
Was your son radicalized in any way that you know of?
No, he was taking care of his family, going to work. He doesn't have even a beard.
But I'll tell you one thing, hate is not the answer to hate. It is just not the answer. Divisiveness is not the answer to people who themselves are divided in their loyalties and their beliefs. You know, we've got to stand up against hate.
Well, kind of give you a general panoply of people's emotions and ideas about Orlando. You know, the entire gamut, and it's clear that there's no answer. But this is the problem when we're not, you know, first of all, we're not calling it for what it is, and that is that evil exists. This is just flat out evil, and you know. So meanwhile, we just feel around the edges and, you know, want to talk about gun control. But it's like you've been saying, Scott, I mean, you know, cars kill people, but we're not looking to control cars any more aggressively than that. But, you know, it's just, I guess, guns are sexy right now.
Well,
right?
There's something that I want to, on there, the Hillary Clinton thing at the end, you know, you can't fight hate with hate. I disagree. I don't want things like this to happen to my friends and family, and I would hate anybody that did that.
Right.
And hate is something that rallies like-minded people together, because they disagree with something and they don't like it, and they rally together. They come together. Your biggest issue right now is that nobody wants to tell us what we're fighting against. Mm. It's pretty clear. Almost all these mass shootings have something in common. So let's be honest with what we're fighting against here.
Yeah. Well, it's like they say. I mean, Dr. Gorka, other experts have said, you know, not all terrorists, not all Muslims are terrorists, but all terrorists have been Muslims. So you got to you got to stop there a bit. And, you know, and I appreciate that the Muslim community has come out and has disavowed this as well. But the conversation will continue. This is Bill Martinez Live. Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? You ever think about that? Isn't stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pact. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead to healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As usual, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. If you want to drop me an email, it's bill@billmartinezlive.com. And, of course, right now, a good time is to include your address and tell me you want a chance to win one of those free DVD Blu-rays of The Young Messiah that we're giving out. Just say, hey, Martinez, make sure I'm in the hopper. I want to be in the running for that Young Messiah DVD. We will put you in there and you know, all the best of and good luck for you. Yes, it has been quite several days and a lot of emotions are running thick. And I got to tell you, you know, the timing of our next guest, most amazing. You know, his book, Liberty's Last Stand, is just loaded with headlines. And you go, but this is a novel. It's not nonfiction. Well, imagine that. Stephen Kuntz is with us, 16 times New York Times bestselling author. And it's his latest political thriller, Liberty's Last Stand, fiction that reads like today's news headlines, like yet again big government interferes with growth and jobs. Hillary Clinton outlines plan to abolish the Second Amendment. It's time for Texas. Texas should secede. Immigration from Muslim nations doubles to 550,000. You go, wait a minute, a novel reading for real? But that's what this is all about, Liberty's Last Stand. And Stephen Kuntz, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill, and thanks for having me on your show.
Well, great to have you with us. And as I said in the intro here, your book, you know, just, you know, rhymes and reasons with today's news headlines.
Well, and that is sad, really, but it obviously I wrote the book in 2015, and you know it's just a mishmash of the trends that were going then and are coming to fruition today: terrorism and mass stupidity, and obviously the political mess. And so I just wish the terrorism wasn't there, but it seems to be a fact of life today.
Yeah, without a doubt. And what happened in Orlando is just really opened up the wounds and concerns, and people are. I mean, we just ran a collage of different responses. Yes, from pundits and some everyday people as well, but it's clear that everybody's very concerned and a bit. I mean, we got emotions running all over the place here, Stephen, as you can understand.
Sure, of course. The sad fact is that the jihadists are against all the things that most Americans value, which is diversity and, treatment of other people fairly and tolerance toward other religions, gay lifestyles, women who want all the things that women want in the way of education and ability to make it in the world today. And there are so many of these jihadists are against all that. And not only that, they want to kill us.
Well, to no surprise, I mean, we have seen what's happened in the Middle East. It's now happening in our own country. And we seem to have an administration that wants to embrace it, not necessarily control it.
Indeed. And I think that that's something that the average American understands, that we're going to have to face up to the fact that we have some mortal enemies in our midst, and the administration wants to admit more of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thought that comes to mind, Stephen, for me, is that this is just outright evil. I mean, George W. Bush called it an act of evil when we were attacked in 9/11. And for some reason, that word has left the lexicon. You know, that's not being brought up. And evil does what evil is. And so, you know, we got to see it for what it is. And if we don't want to stamp it down and somehow want to accommodate and give place to it, then guess what? You know, there's more Orlandos in the offing for the United States of America.
Indeed. I think the truth is evil exists. It's alive and well in our world. It always has been. And the good people either have to fight it or tolerate it. And I think that to tolerate it, just ask for more of it.
Exactly. Well, Stephen, Liberty's Last Stand, which you said you wrote last year, as I'm reading this book, I realize it's one of those books that probably kept you up at night. I mean, you have this sense, okay, you're getting a sentiment. I mean, because I got to tell you, what you write about is the sentiment that I hear across the country, and that is that America is having this sense that we're losing grip of the very institution that we enjoyed for so many years.
Indeed, I think the cultural divide between the right and the left, that rift is getting deeper and it's getting wider. And, it seems like nobody wants to compromise. And, of course, compromise is the essence of democracy. And so it's a tough position. I certainly don't have a clue as to how we're going to solve it. But on the other hand, if the book attempts to predict what will happen if we continue on this course. And I do think that we've had one civil war in our past, and it's not beyond the realm of reason that we could have another one, mm-hmm. especially if we continue to ignore the political problems that so many of us face, you know, jobs leaving the country, unlimited illegal immigration, the terrorist threat and all these things. And at some point there's a political backlash or explosion, if you will. And so Liberty's Last Stand attempts to show you one possible scenario, and hopefully it'll keep you up in the middle of the night reading it.
Yeah, just like it kept you up in the middle of the night writing it, I'm sure. No doubt, Stephen, this is a powder keg, as you say, with all these things that are happening around the country. We've been saying for quite a while that, you know, we are due. You say for a civil war, I say for a revolution of such. And as if we go back historically, what preceded the revolution was a list of grievances. And I believe that we, the people, need to list these grievances that are well noted and get behind them. And I mean, yes, you could write 96 theses of grievances, you know, if you want to do that. But I think there's probably, maybe 5-6 very powerful grievances that cover about 80% of the problem that we have here. And they're cited in your book here. And I think that's the challenge for we the people.
Well, I spent a lot of time working on it and tried to be fair, but I need to tell you, Bill, and you may agree, that I think most liberals are not going to like this book. And mm-hmm. I would, in the interest of full disclosure, I wish they wouldn't spend their money on it and then send me hot emails. And but I think that people in the middle and conservatives are going to find the book has something to say to them.
Well, I'm glad that you are connecting with liberals, because that's what has to be done. I know that it's difficult because, you know, especially in a society that has been so conditioned by political correctness, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Well, guess what? We've got to confront, and we're going to offend. Hopefully we do it with some sense of reasonableness and civility. The president calls for it, but he himself practices just the opposite. but it somehow expects different results. And you know, the leadership that we look for, we have not found. And who knows, maybe it'll come in this next 2016 election. Our conversation with Stephen Kuntz continues. His latest book, Liberty's Last Stand, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
I had what many would call the Cadillac of insurance plans with my company. It covered everything, and that's what got us started thinking, well, what is everything? Are we indirectly paying for people to use services that we don't believe in or want to be a part of? And MediShare was the perfect answer for that.
I felt such relief switching over to MediShare. I wasn't paying for anything that I didn't believe in. I was actually able to stand up for what I believe in, and I was able to put my money where my faith is.
We're part of this great program, and it really costs us less than insurance.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Daddy, and Daddy, when you call me, you call me out. Call me out.
Join us online at Bill Martinez.
MartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online, on your smartphone, in over 280 affiliated stations, thank you for joining in, putting your shoulder to it, back to back, shoulder to shoulder, joining us to get this country back on track, to do whatever it takes to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads us. We're talking with Stephen Kuntz, 16 times best-selling author. His latest book, yes, it reads like the headlines of today. It's Liberty's Last Stand. Focuses on Americans, people taking back their liberty from the grips of a tyrannical president. Sound familiar? Maybe all too familiar and all too uncomfortable. And, Stephen, maybe this is why the left is uncomfortable with this, because you call it for what it is, and there's just something about the truth that can make people squeamish, whether you're on the right or the left.
Well, I hope it makes them squirm. You know, the truth needs to be faced, Bill, whether we like it or not, and often we don't. But you can't, you know, if the room catches fire, you can't close the door and pretend the house isn't burning.
Yes. Yeah, and this has been the problem with all issues because of political correctness. I got to tell you, I so much appreciate Dr. Ben Carson entering into the fray, because he did a lot to bring out the first sledgehammer to start knocking down the wall of political correctness. We're still hampered by it. I mean, as evidenced by the conversation and the words that are, you know, being tossed about regarding this Orlando massacre here. We're having a hard time dealing with the truth and dealing with evil, much less all the other incompetencies of this government that is challenging our very liberties.
Indeed. I think you're, you know, it's always miasma of stupidity. And, you know, the fog is thick. It was during 9/11, and it is today. And this constant drumbeat that we can't profile anybody, and we can't, you know, we've got to be treat all minorities the same, even though the problem is that just a few of them are trying to murder us.
Exactly. Well, you know, even like with the refugees coming in here, we've got our experts saying there's no way we can vet these people. Luke Adler, former U.S. Marshal, many years and through many cycles, experienced what happens when America is inundated with refugees. You know, they take what we mean for good. They take advantage of it, and they come in and disrupt the very fiber of our nation. And somehow there's no post-analysis on it. We just keep repeating the same mistake. I mean, to the point that here we are today dealing with Syrian refugees. We've got a presidential candidate who says, look at, hey, let's hold things up. Well, immediately he's characterized as some sort of, you know, phobe and, you know, a Muslim phobe, Islamophobe. And, you know, that somehow is bad because we want to protect our kids. And meanwhile, we had a lot of kids in Orlando that were locked in a bathroom. And I got to tell you that that last text from that one young man to his mommy saying, I'm going to die. I'll tell you, that echoes deep in my mind and in my heart, you know, for this family and this mother that had to get that text. And I put myself in her shoes and thinking, you know, what if that was my son? I mean, this is devastating. Yeah.
Well, and, you know, and the people on the airliners and 911 or knew they were going to die and were calling and talking to their families before the thing slammed into the ground. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing that appalls me is, for example, our president who announces that all these refugees are going to be vetted. Now, these are people that don't have a single scrap of paper with their name on it, so we have no idea who in the world they are. And we're going to vet him?
Right.
He's lying. He's lying to us, and he expects us to swallow it whole. And I find that offensive. I'm tired of being lied to.
Yeah. Why not? The American people have swallowed it whole from day one. This has been 8 years of lies, whether it has to do with Obamacare, foreign policy, our interactions in the Middle East, you know, the covering of Muslims. I say to people, they say, well, isn't he a Christian? I say, I don't know if he's a Christian or not. God knows. He knows in his heart if he is. But I can say this, that this president and his administration definitely is pro-Muslim. There is absolutely no doubt. I mean, you know, all you have to do is look at the fruit that is on the tree of his administration. Clearly, it is pro-Muslim. It is anti-Israel. I don't know how else to describe it.
Well, I don't think Mr. Obama will lose a minute's sleep if Israel disappeared tomorrow and all the Israelis went with it. You know, and the lies that have been told us about the fact that this new so-called treaty with Iran would prevent them from getting a nuclear weapon. This is ridiculous stuff. And yes. It wasn't even a treaty. It wasn't even an agreement. It was just a handshake.
Yeah.
And then all the sanctions went away. Huh. But anyway, I had a lot of fun with it, writing Liberty's Last Stand. I savaged Barry Sotero and I had, you know, I hope the book makes a splash.
Well, no doubt that it will, Stephen. And you know, we've been saying here on this show, and I was talking with some people last night. I said, I don't have any evidence to this. It's just kind of a guttural feel about the trajectory here. But I believe that once this president leaves office, a lot of these things that people didn't want to admit and accept, it's going to be exposed big time. And here you got a president who's concerned about his legacy, and I think that he's going to go down as the worst president we've ever had, sadly. When you know, I didn't vote for him in either of the cycles, but I only hoped that he would have done a lot more, you know, for this, you know, civil unrest and, you know, for race relations. And he seems to have created bigger problems. And some say, Bill, you're being unfair. You can't expect one man to be the answer. I said, yeah, it was my hope. And I got to say this, that I've never prayed for a president like I've prayed for this president. And that's not to say that God doesn't answer prayers, because I think that some of those answers are still yet to be revealed. But there is no question whatsoever that this president has been an absolute conundrum and a mystery, and he remains to this day, regardless of whatever issue you want to talk about. The lies that he's perpetrated on the people he associated with, the Bill Ayers, his connections with Jeremiah Wright, we've just flat out have chosen to ignore that. And here it is. We've had 7.5 years. We'll have 8 years of the most disastrous administration that we've ever experienced in our modern time.
Well, you know, Bill, I think part of the great tragedy of Barack Obama, as we look back in future years, are all the people that weren't sure about his politics but voted for him in the hope that he would help improve racial relations in the United States. They thought having a black president would really help racial relations. And he's done just the opposite. He's driven a wedge. He's made policing harder in the black communities. He's, you know, takes every opportunity to make it harder for the blacks and the white peoples to get together. And for that, I fault him deeply. He had a tremendous historical opportunity. And to be quite honest with you, he blew it, and he blew it consciously for political reasons. Why he thought that would help him with white voters, I don't know. But he was sure giving the black voters, making their solidarity, you know, someplace around 98%. But it didn't help. It didn't help. It made it worse.
Exactly. Well, Stephen Kuntz, 16-time New York Times bestselling author, his book, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is going to keep you up at night. It is quite provocative and should be. And hopefully it causes you to be part of Liberty's Last Stand. Stephen Kuntz on Bill Martinez Live. Stephen, thank you so much for being with us. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour, America.
This report is brought to you by NBC Universal Telemundo Enterprises. Education, health, and finances are very important topics for the U.S. Hispanic community, which continues to be underrepresented in key areas, such as science and technology education. Hispanics also have increased incidence of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and obesity, and are more likely to be unbanked than non-Hispanics. Through El Poder NT, Telemundo aims to empower viewers to take action in the areas of education, health, and finances. The campaign will provide information and resources on the most critical issues affecting Hispanics. Hispanics today and inspire viewers to live a better life by unleashing the power within. With the help of various talent, including Telemundo, NBC News, and MSNBC anchor and host Jose Diaz-Balart, Telemundo is spreading the message to their millions of viewers.
You don't have to be a superhero to make great things happen. The power is within you to reach all your goals. Visit elpoderenti.com for resources on education, health, and finances. Find the tools you need to improve your life. Follow the conversations on social media by using the hashtag elpoderenti.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Send your emails direct.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen.
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
You know, I hear that statement every time with Jack Nicholson from A Few Good Men, and I wonder if that is not the consciousness of America, that we just can't handle the truth. We have been so warm and fuzzy and so sensitive about things and so concerned about not offending people. And to that topic, by the way, we're going to be talking with Brant Hansen a little bit later on, who wrote the book Unoffendable. And this might be one that, you know, tell your neighbors about and one that you're going to want to review as well. It's always good and fun to talk with Brant. He is, yes, he's a little bent in certain places, but in a good way. He has an interesting perspective, but what he brings to mind is America's number one problem, and I'll bring Samantha Mills Mao on with us right now. Sam, he says that America's number one problem is anger. And, you know, and I go, whoa, that's really, when you think about it, I mean, the divide that we have in the country, and I think, you know, all this is occurring because people don't have place. You know, they just, their voice is not being heard. And what happens, you know, if I'm not hearing you, then the audio level of the conversation will increase, right?
Right. And the more you don't hear somebody, the louder you get. And not that it really gets your point across all the time, but it will definitely frustrate you, and it will make you feel the need to get louder. And, you know, I guess you could agree on some level that it is anger. A lot of the problem is people being divided or people not listening to each other. Because a lot of people, you know, a lot of people, if I feel like, genuinely want what's best for the country. It's just the way they're going about trying to accomplish those goals is different. And instead of being peaceful about it, they're arguing. And yeah, it's just a shame.
Well, we've been set up for quite a while, you know, between the media and other pundits, it seems like they've wanted to grow this divide. They want to grow this anger and this combativeness But at some point, you know, we just have to get arm weary and punch ourselves out and maybe have an exampled leader in this country. And I say, okay, till then, go ahead and be that leader. Go ahead and be that change that you want to see affected. Maybe we all need to, you know, take a survey, take an accounting of our own fits of anger. And also, you know, like the prayer of St. Francis says, because this is one thing that haunts me. There's one of the lines in the prayer of St. Francis that says that grant that I may not so much seek to be understood as to understand. It's a powerful line, and I'm reminded of that quite often when I find myself being short-tempered and discompassionate of people, because I believe that one of the greatest insults that we can direct toward another is their insignificance, is their invalidation. You know, if I invalidate somebody, I mean, what an insult. I mean, you know, it's like just saying you should not exist, you know, and when you realize, and for me, this is what drives me, is that, as one person once said, I've never met a mere mortal. And that was said in the context of appreciating that we're all created in God's image. And when you have a grasp and understanding of what that represents, it's pretty awesome.
Oh, it really. And you know what else I think? I think when you show that you understand where somebody's coming from, and when you truly do understand or try to understand where they're coming from, you know, if you're correct, you can persuade them to your side easier because, you know, people become more open when they realize you do understand what they're talking about and you do get it. So what better way to convince somebody, you know, about something you care about a lot other than, like, to understand them? You open up their eyes and their ears.
And for me, Sam, it's not so much that I want to, you know, win an argument or influence somebody to my side. It's like, hey, let's sit down. Let's talk about these things. And because I'm not claiming to have all the goods. And, you know, the way God designed us is no one person has all the goods. I think we have something to participate in this grand mosaic here. If we're open and honest and vulnerable enough with one another, we have part of the answer. We don't have all the answer. But if we connect, then we can find the answer, whether it has to do with gun issues or anger in America or whatever, on and on. But, you know, I want to, lest we get into a lot of philosophy here, you know, I want us to enjoy what it is that you offer every week for us. these outstanding stories that help us realize that, you know, people are lovable. And it's a very cool thing, you know, cool things that people do for one another that go underreported. And this is why we love having you on, Sam. And Samantha, of course, got married a couple weeks ago. So it's Samantha Mills Mao now. And she's a newlywed and enjoying life and all that good stuff. And so anyway, I want to talk about this first story. The world's cutest trespasser caught on camera by hugging a neighbor. Tell us about that.
So I don't know if you've seen this video yet, because it has absolutely gone viral. There is a Louisiana mom named Holly Mallett that was taking surveillance footage in her garage, and her dog is in the garage, you know, just sitting there hanging out on a cold summer day. You see a little boy stop and drop his bike right in front of the garage on the surveillance camera, and he runs up. You're like, what is he doing? He runs up and gives the dog a hug, and apparently this has been a daily thing this little boy is doing. He's like sneak hugging the dog. And it has just touched hearts everywhere. I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, what your political stance is, any of those kind of things, everybody is going crazy for it. And it turns out that little boy, Josh, actually lost his own dog a couple months ago.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, he was hugging that dog, and she actually ended up, she wanted to track him down. That's why she posted it. And she told him he can come by anytime he wants to hang out with her dog. And it turns out that he'll be getting his own dog sometime soon. But that's going to be one lucky dog. If he is going to stop just to pet this animal, it's such a simple act, but it just really is touching everybody's hearts and just making everybody's day.
Well, you know that dog's going to be loved up real quick. Speaking of dogs, I mean, we got a dog theme working here today. Lowe's hires a man who requires a service dog, makes a custom vest for the dog. Tell us.
Okay, so this Owen Lila is actually up at a Lowe's in Canada, and he has a brain injury which requires him to have a service dog, you know, it kind of helps keep him calm. He has difficulty understanding people if they talk too fast. Anyway, he was having a hard time finding a job because he has this service dog. And, you know, Lowe's is one of the few stores chains that actually just allows dogs to come to the store, so it's the perfect place for him. They ended up making a custom vest for his dog to work with him, and this man who never could find a job because of this has the perfect place. And I was thinking, you know, Lowe's could really kind of have more employees like that, especially out in the garden area.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
For...
Hey, exactly. They get free watering, too. You know?
That's right.
Hey, why not, you know? Hey, this is another cute story about a 9-year-old raising $500 through a lemonade stand to help pay for his brother's heart surgery. We know in the past our government moved in on these kids doing lemonade stands. Hopefully that doesn't happen here. They wanted to regulate all these kids' lemonade stands. I mean, so ridiculous.
Oh, that's the most ridiculous thing. I hope they don't do that to her either. Her name's Addison Wilsuski, and her grandmother, Allred, was talking about, she must have overheard her saying that, because her grandmother's also her guardian, and they were discussing paying for the trip to Texas for her brother to have his heart surgery. And so her and her best friend decided, we're going to open up a lemonade stand and we're going to sell pitchers. So it's 25 cents for a cup and 25 cents for a pitcher. And
oh, wow.
They ended up raising over $500. And you
that's
know,
a lot of lemonade for $500 to 25
that
cents,
is
right?
A lot.
Wow.
That's a lot of hard work and a lot of picture drawing. And, you know, they did end up starting a GoFundMe page, which is on its way to raising, you know, they're just raising, they wanted to raise about $5,000. But, you know, this girl, her and her best friend got there all day. They weren't even thinking about themselves. It was just because she loved her little brother and her grandparents, and she wanted to help. And,
well, that's very cool. Well, Sam, we got about 30 seconds. Want to remind everybody, go to Sam's Corner, BillMartinezLive.com. All the stories are there. Real fast, 5 seconds. Can you give us on the Charlotte police officer compassion photo?
Okay, so this police officer stopped, and he helped a young boy who was actually suicidal, and he sat down, and he ended up calming him down and talking to him. The reason is special is because police officers do this every day, but it doesn't always get shared online. So I suggest you check that out.
Well, thank you for sharing it online and then also at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Samantha Mills-Mao, thank you, Sam.
Extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing.
received a complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You know, we've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And you want to be in the running for that free Young Messiah Blu-ray DVD disc, just send me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Make sure you include your address, okay? That'll make everybody happy and make it easier so that when you win, I can get it off to you in the mail right away. Hey, it is time for James Herson. Yes, that same one, the one and only New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst and law professor. James, what a weekend, what a week. Just keeps on rolling along, huh?
Yeah, just, you know, thoughts and prayers for the Americans who were slain, and I have to say, by an Islamic extremist radical who was waging war on the United States. And the reason I say that is because I, like so many Americans, are sick and tired of these Orwellian euphemisms that are spouting out of our leaders, particularly our president, at times like this. And we have to identify what the individuals of the philosophy that wants to kill us, and we have to fight it in a military form. And until we're ready to do that, our country's in jeopardy.
I'll tell you, so much has been lost for 200 years here. It was 1812 when our then president, Thomas Jefferson, said, hey, look at those Barbary pirates. They mean us ill and nothing but harm, if not eradication. Send in the Marines. And here we are 200 and some years later. And everybody just goes, duh, are you really? Only because of this political correct culture that we're now entangled in.
No, and I think that's one of the reasons that Donald Trump has done so well is because he counters the political correctness and has been willing to come out very courageously and say things directly. And I think this underscores the necessity for that. You know, you bring up the Barbary Pirates, very, from a legal point of view, you know, that was a precedent where the president declared war on the Barbary Pirates. That is very much like our situation in the Congress declared war, but that we need a declaration of war against Islamic radicalism. And, you know, George W. Bush was right to call it a war on terror, but even that isn't the right phrase. It is a war against an enemy that wants to destroy us, that in this particular case, it's in the form of ISIS that has been waging a a real hot war in the Middle East and a propaganda war against our country, and called for Americans to be slain in the month of Ramadan, which we're in.
Right.
And claim credit for this. I hate when they call it mass shooting. This is an act of war.
Exactly.
And this individual said pledged allegiance to ISIS while it was occurring. I mean, it's just, this is an ISIS attack on the United States. And yes, we have to get details as to whether it was ISIS-inspired or how much of a role ISIS played, whether it was training. This guy went to Saudi Arabia twice. We don't know all the details, slowly emerging. But we have to describe it the way it is.
Well, we know ISIS is taking credit, James. They took immediate credit, which was pretty surprising, number one. Number two, you're there in Southern California, and I understand that they stopped somebody in Los Angeles that was all gunned up and ammo ready, and but for the grace of God, this guy was heading for the gay parade, right?
Yes, gay pride parade, which it seems there are imams that have, in parts of the country and in Europe, and have preached the idea that not only, you know, that it would be a good idea to kill homosexuals, but that would be a compassionate act by these radicalized Muslims. I don't know if that's what's inspired, either of these, but it brings home to roost the difference between a Sharia law ruled state and one that does not have Sharia law.
Yeah.
And so people should take a serious look at the manifestations of this kind of Sharia. And it brings up the issue, that I wrote about this week, and that is that Donald Trump, probably the thing he's taken the most hits for was what he said when he announced, which was this idea of building a wall.
Mm.
And it's because so many people on the left, including, of course, both Clintons, some Hollywood celebrities, et cetera, have used that statement about building a wall to describe Donald Trump as a racist, a bigot, a xenophobe, and any other pejorative. Meanwhile, the Democrats are going to have their convention in Philadelphia, and what are they going to build around the facility that contains the convention? A wall!
Of course.
What they call an unscalable fence. And that's why Hillary Clinton voted for, in 2006, an unscalable fence to be erected on the southern border. It was essentially a wall, which the majority of Democrats and Republicans passed legislation. They were all for it. And then, basically, both Republicans and Democrats took actions to defund it, tried to sabotage it. The Obama administration completely sabotaged it. That legislation that was passed, and then when Trump brings it up, it's extremist and xenophobic.
James, if it wasn't true, it would almost be funny. But it's ironic at its face value that Democrats continue to be a walking form of hypocrisy. Whether it has to do with the war on women or, building the wall or, protecting our security. I mean, last time I checked, the number one job of the commander in chief is to protect and provide for the national security of its people. Well, I got to say that Barack Obama, the elites, the Democrats, Hillary Clinton, part of it, they get a big fat F. I can't even give them a passing grade. Can you?
No. I mean, look, if the actions they've taken in the Middle East, the actions they've taken to alter the way the military is trained, make it into a social experiment to undermine the morale, they have weakened our national security on every level, and the border is a national security issue. And when you talk about Democratic hypocrisy, it reminds me, Democrats say don't build a wall, but they'll build a wall around their elites. It's like they don't want Americans to be able to defend their families with firearms, but they will have armed guards.
Exactly.
Or they'll, we find, do carry firearms. Yes, hypocrisy. It's now, do what I say, not what I do. Democrats and the left are basically willing to live with that kind of cognitive dissonance, and it's part of the fact that they're whole ideology isn't constructed on logic.
No.
So it doesn't play a role in their thinking.
Well, to your point, James, you know, they want everybody else's guns to be taken away, but they're not about to disarm their guards. I mean, could you imagine? I'm just posing this as a possibility, not suggesting anything other than what I'm saying here. And that is that, could you imagine if Hillary Clinton or some political figure was locked down for 3 hours without protection at the risk of being assassinated or blown away? I mean, this would be unconscionable. But yet, you know, we had, what, hundreds of people there in Orlando waiting for 3 hours. You had SWAT team on the perimeter, and this guy's just shooting fish in a barrel for 3 hours.
It's a horrible thought to think that, 350 people could be victimized like this by one guy. And this guy, by the way, there's a lot more story to be told about him.
Yes.
The FBI interviewed him 3 times. He was fleeced under scrutiny for a potential person to be radicalized, and at the same time he was able to get with a company that was a security company.
Exactly.
That was a government contracting company. And essentially, that company was bringing people into the United States from the southern border, bringing them in and releasing them. So the story of this guy is leading to information that appears as though segments of the government, rather than protecting our national security at the border, are undermining it. And that's what we see happening with the Border Patrol being told to stand down. The emphasis on transformation of the country through just large amounts of people being brought in and released in this country, presumably unfiltered. They appear to be unfiltered. And this guy having a level of security clearance and being able to buy firearms, according to the Orlando police, within very close proximity and time to this event.
Yeah. Well, he lived right here with me here in Florida, James, not that far away. And so, you know, and he had access. I mean, he bought the guns legally. But, you know, this is all consistent with this globalist worldview that's being thrust upon we the people. And it's been all so subtle. And this is the worldview this president and Hillary Clinton and the Democrats will continue to promote. Donald Trump is about America first. And, you know, and therein lies the dire contrast between the two. I mean, all the other stuff is minutiae, and it'll get you caught in a bucket of gum. But that's what America needs to decide on. Who's going to be first? Is it going to be America, or is it going to be this globalist view that leaves us vulnerable and gets us attacked from time to time in the name of jihad? That's what this all comes down to. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor, has been with us. James, as always, brilliant to have you with us, buddy.
Killing you, unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.